Mark Zuckerberg in The Power of the Dark Side.
A long, long time ago, in 2004, four Harvard students created the Facebook, a social media platform with the power to destroy an entire democracy.
At first, the Facebook was just for university students, but one of the four, Mark Zuckerberg, had much bigger plans.
Zuck, why are you dressed like Darth Vader?
The Facebook will be mine. Bow before your master.
Zuckerberg was later sued by two other Harvard students who said he'd stolen their idea.
Here, have $65 million, losers.
Losers? What's his idea of winning?
Bah! Money is nothing beside the power of the Facebook. Now I, Dark Zuck, will conquer the Internet.
Zuck quits Harvard and moves to California to take Facebook global.
At last, the legendary Valley of Silicon. Here I will build my army of geeks.
Facebook's employees are given a motto that summarizes Zuck's philosophy.
Move fast and break things.
Facebook has two innovations that are pure tools of manipulation, the friends count and the like button.
It is at the intersection of technology and psychology, and it's very personal.
Early Facebook meetings all end with Zuckerberg shouting the same thing.
Domination! Domination! Domination!
He's quite intense, isn't he?
By 2007, Facebook has 50 million users, but then its growth slows.
More. I must have more power. Find me a new weapon, my geek minions.
Facebook's new weapon is the news feed, which will become instrumental in the global explosion of conspiracy theories and misinformation.
Lord Zuck, we have a problem. When people read stupid clickbait stories, our algorithm spreads them to all their friends, to their friends, then to...
Imbecile. That is excellent. The world is full of idiots who love that crap. The more they read, the more advertising revenue we receive.
For instance, the news feed was a key factor in Donald Trump's shock victory over Hillary Clinton in the 2016 election.
Oh my God! Do you know Hillary Clinton heads a satanic pedophile network?
Well, if it's on the news feed, it must be true.
That is nothing. Letting Trump advisors access the private information of 87 million Facebook users was even more anti-democratic. Damn, I shouldn't have said that. You! Stop thinking and look at some pretty pictures on Instagram, which is mine too.
And just last year...
About Instagram, Lord Zuck, our research shows it makes 33% of girls feel bad about their bodies.
Then lose our research. The kids love Insta.
We did lose it, Your Zuckness, but a minion called Francis Hogan has leaked it to the press.
Outrageous! That information is private. Oh.
And she's revealed the existence of the whitelist.
No! Not the most secret of all my dark powers.
Listen, everyone. Facebook has a secret list of people with massive followings whose posts are never censored, even when they promote misinformation and hatred.
Mr. Zuckerberg, come here. Damn these journalists. The whitelist people make me a fortune in advertising revenue. What to do? I need more time to think.
On the 4th of October, 2021, all over the world, Facebook, Instagram and WhatsApp suddenly went offline for 6 hours.
How's that for a dark power?